Thank you for the introduction, Margie. I guess you, Margie asked me to describe CHIS, and I don't know whether I'll be the best person. There are a lot of people that are far more knowledgeable about the survey, but I think what's great to know about CHIS, it's a large, very large representative survey of California population. It's conducted every other year, so not only you're able to get access to very detailed data about health, about behaviors, about a number of diverse topics related to the to each respondent, but also you'll be able to get that information every other year, and you'll see some examples of the research that's conducted combining data over the years and the advantages that that could provide. Margie talked about the language issue, which is very important. There are a number of other advantages of CHIS, and I think that a lot of that will come through as you hear people talk. I'm sorry, this is right in the middle of the web. So, anyway, you can hopefully all hear me, and I'll try to move around. Actually, yes, that's a great idea. Oh, thank you. Okay, yes, thank you. So, we're going to talk about the title of the presentation is Using Geocoding with CHIS Data, because I wanted to highlight one of the special capabilities of CHIS, but the other title of this presentation is looking at the indicators of access versus comparing access and acculturation in terms of cancer screening. Why are cancer screening rates among the Asian American populations are lower than the a lot of the other ethnic groups, and why are these populations presenting later with a more advanced stage of disease? So, the reality is there are not a lot of data sources that you can use to get actually in-depth into some of the subgroups of the Asian American population. You know, that's another huge disadvantage of a lot of data sources. You cannot see for the population, specific populations that are put together for this broad category of Asian American, where you have lots of diversity in many on many different levels within the AAPA population. A lot of times, of course, you get AAPI when you compare the Pacific Islander population, yet another very different population group with different issues, needs, etc. Okay, so we wanted to know what may lead to disparities in cancer screening for Asian American populations. And there are a lot of different explanations out there. Cultural barriers, you know, that has been frequently cited. You know, people talk about beliefs, people talk about attitudes towards cancer screening, knowledge of cancer screening, perhaps sets of beliefs that deal with the, you know, whether screening is linked with sexual activity, lots of different things going on there that are used as explanations why screening is lower. Language barriers, obviously an issue, especially for more recent immigrants that do not are not fluent in the language. And if you can, it's not just the fact that you cannot speak in a language, but also to be able to interpret what's being said in culturally appropriate terms. So it's more than just understanding what the doctor is saying, but to be able to present that information in a way that who you're talking to can understand what it means, how important is it, et cetera. and then there are all these other issues. You know, how familiar are you with the US healthcare system? For any of us, I think we understand how complex it is to go see the doctor. To be able to negotiate the system takes time at a minimum and requires help, even for us at different times, depending on what you're looking for, what services you're trying to get. Health insurance, if you come from a culture where health insurance didn't exist or wasn't used in the same way, you know, the first step is to understand why do I need to have health insurance coverage. Once you actually understand you need to get it, try to negotiate getting health insurance. If it's not through your work, you know, if it's not that easy, that simple, understanding, you know, the working within the restrictions of the health insurance coverage, trying to negotiate getting health care. Income, obviously, that's a barrier. And usual source of care, you know, how do you identify the usual source of care? Can you build rapport with a provider? Can you find a culturally competent provider? Can you establish, can you find someone that you can actually communicate with, etc. So lots of different issues going on, lots of different explanations have been here and there. What we wanted to specifically look at is to see whether if you, you know, presumably if you, if there are culturally concordant providers out there, all of these barriers possibly could be addressed. One-stop shop. You can get everything that you need with a culturally concordant provider. So we wanted to know particularly if individuals can get their services at a at this kind of provider, does that make a difference? Does that make a difference particularly in cancer screening? So we wanted, we tried to measure the impact of distance to culturally concordant providers to also distinguish the to the degree possible between acculturation and access. And I wanted to say, we, what we were hypothesizing is that if you have access to care, if you have managed to receive services, if you have some of these enabling predictors, you know, health insurance, etc., presumably you have sufficient navigation skills to navigate the system, or you have actually been able to obtain help either from a professional navigator or from somebody in the family, somebody's helped you to get the care that's needed. And when you see the access, that's sort of really an indicator of success in having reached, having navigated the system. And we thought that by being able to distinguish between these two factors, we might be able to provide more useful information to address disparities in healthcare, in this case particularly cancer screening, understand what can we do really to help. We used the 2003 California Health Interview Survey. As we talked before, there are over samples of populations that will not be captured if you just do a random sample. Right, so populations that are smaller, particularly, there's in different years of CHIS, there have been oversamples of different populations. The first year had the largest oversample of different groups. I think 2003, there are two populations specifically, I think Korean and Vietnamese, that were oversampled. It's conducted in multiple languages, the largest population groups that speak these languages. So we have a really huge advantage to be able to capture information from individuals that cannot communicate sufficiently in English to do the survey. And of course, CHIS provides an approximate location for every individual that is has responded to the survey. So this is what we specifically were looking for when we wanted to look at the impact of this contextual factor, culturally concordant providers. Sample of 18 women, 18 years of age and older. We were looking at clinical breast exam and Pap test, and then 40 years and older for mammogram analysis. And these are the dependent variables: annual clinical breast exam, Pap test in the past 3 years, mammography in the past 2 years, versus not having had mammography in the past 2 years. These are concordant with the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force and American Cancer Society guidelines. So, what did we do? Primary independent variable was distance to Asian American primary care clinics. So we got the list of clinics that provide primary care from the Association of American Pacific Community Health Organizations called APTRO. So these are clinics in the that may be originally put together for a specific community. It might be a Chinese or Japanese or a specific community clinic. But the advantage of these clinics is that many of them have staff that are very culturally competent in several of the various cultures, as well as conversant in those languages. So we did not try to link the Chinese population to the Chinese clinics only. We just measured distance to the nearest clinic. And of course, they were the ones that provided primary care. There are other social service organizations around that do not provide primary care. They are not in that list. CHIS identifies residence location, as I just said before. So we actually calculated a direct distance. We thought about calculating the driving distance, but we thought that the data were not updated enough when we were doing the analysis. So we just basically calculated the Euclidean distance, and I don't think it was really that much. It would have been a little bit different, but probably not a very large difference. And we used this ArcView software to do this. Acculturation variables, these are variables very commonly used: nativity, length of residence in the U.S., primary language spoken at home, and spoken English fluency. So to try to capture all these different ways that this kind of data has, these variables have been used, we want to include those variables. And we also looked at indicators of access. We were looking at two groups of variables. We looked at health insurance and usual source of care as the enabling variables, if you're familiar with Anderson's model of healthcare utilization. And we also used with a few other variables that talk about the patient's experiences with the healthcare system, whether you have difficulty communicating with a doctor, et cetera. I can't see you. Thank you for telling me I'm late. I'm going to run late if I don't hurry up. So we controlled for some of the other variables that are important in sort of modifying the cancer screening for these populations. Bivariate analysis, logistic regression analysis for specifically, what's important here is that we wanted to conduct separate analysis for each population group. And the advantage of doing it that way is that you're allowing these different predictors of screening to behave as it's appropriate for that particular population. So you can see whether health insurance has a similar impact across the population groups or it has a differential impact across the population groups. I guess what I wanted to highlight here, not to spend a lot of time about the rates of screening, a lot of this data is out there, but to sort of once again reiterate, there's diversity in screening across population groups. I think that's the most important lesson to take away if you didn't know that already. So you can see it in Pap test, you can see it in clinical breast exam, and you can see it in mammography. In mammography, even higher. We would talk about some of the rates are actually quite high among some other groups, sometimes as high as the non-Asian American white population. So this is the distance variable. This is the average value. So as you know, there are a lot of populations that actually lived in the ethnic enclaves surrounding the clinics. So if you look at it differently, you'll see somewhat different results. But if just overview, you can see that there are two population groups that seem to be quite a bit more dispersed than the others. One is the Japanese population, one is the South Asian population. They don't seem to be more concentrated in the ethnic enclaves. They're more dispersed across the state. And these are the adjusted odds of distance to culturally concordant clinic, looking at all of those variables that we looked at after controlling for all of those. So we can see that actually after adjusting for all of the different variables, they do not seem to be significant predictors of cancer screening. So why is that? There could be a lot of different reasons. You know, one of the caveats, of course, is that we only looked at these community clinics, but we did not look at all the different providers that could possibly be in a specific area that provide culturally concordant care. And we know that, for example, in Orange County in California, there are a large number of Vietnamese doctors that at a minimum will provide culturally and linguistically appropriate care. So we don't have a full list of all the providers. But what we should also consider is that in some of these areas, there are other opportunities perhaps for women to receive care at different providers. Maybe the access to culturally concordant providers is not a crucial factor for all of the different groups. So maybe these clinics are particularly important to more recent immigrants or perhaps to lower income individuals that can take advantage of these services. Maybe these clinics are so stretched thin because they have so much demand on them. They have to focus so much on the chronic conditions and other needs of the population that delivery of preventive services is not optimal as well as it could be, et cetera, et cetera. So there are a lot of different reasons. But I think what it shows is that it could, they may be predicting utilization of cancer screening, but in the presence of all the other barriers to the system, they don't seem to be significant here. And the only, there's one out of all of the analysis that we did that was significant for the South Asian population clinical breast exam. It might be due to some factors, you know, maybe the populations that are not living in the enclaves have either access to different providers or they have different behaviors themselves, et cetera. But it's only one out of all of the analysis. We don't want to emphasize that too much. Then we took all of the different access variables and took all of the acculturation variables and we put them together and then looked at the combined effect. It was just a way of summarizing this analysis and looking at, try to compare access versus acculturation, which one seems to be having a larger effect. And you can see that depending on the screening that we looked at, in all cases, in most of the cases, access played a larger role for some of the population groups than it did acculturation. So where do we go from here? What do we learn from this analysis? That increasing screening among Asian American subgroups required knowledge of subgroup-specific factors. You need to really look at specific groups and see how did these all these barriers play out in each population. You want to look at availability of culturally concordant providers. There are possibly important but do not sufficiently address all the different barriers that are out there. And inability to navigate the US healthcare system could be an explanation for why there are these disparities. And that sort of brings us to the final conclusion is that a closer examination of the navigation skills may be the one way of at least trying to address disparities. Try to figure out what it is that people need to be doing. You know, we don't think about it, but we can pick up the phone anytime, call the doctor, ask to set up an appointment, we find transportation, go to the doctor, be able to fill out the forms, be able to talk with the doctor at the same level, perhaps, not everybody, of course, but be able to talk to the doctor and partner in, actually be a partner in delivery of care that you get. And you don't realize that, you won't realize that for a lot of people, all of these different steps, each one of them, could be a significant barrier.